On October 19th, in a federal courthouse in the Los Angeles area, Alex Sanchez was once again denied bail. Alex, a nationally recognized peacemaker and community activist, is accused of maintaining ties to his former gang and participating in a conspiracy to commit murder. Father Greg Boyle of Homeboy Industries and many other supporters believe that Alex's case is built on weak evidence and that Alex was targeted due to his political activism. U.S. Ninth Circuit Court Emmanuel Real rejected Sanchez's bail due to an assumed flight risk. About 100 supporters flocked outside the courtroom demanding justice and Alex's release. Supporters such as Tom Hayden, author Luis Rodriguez, and Nane Alejandres of Barrios Unidos were present amongst the crowd. Community activist and supporter Monica.
Alex is really a community treasure and someone who is out there protecting our peace and really motivating families and community to be more peaceful and to resolve things in a nonviolent way. And it's really important that we stand up for him right now, not only because we share his values and believe in his work and in his truth, but because if they can do this to him, they can do this to anyone who's working with vulnerable populations and with our people, and we just can't let that stand.
I'm here at the rally in front of the federal courthouse at Alex Sanchez's bail hearing, and I'm standing here with several protesters and people that came out in support of Alex, including Felicia Montes. Felicia is a poeta within La Queche and a strong supporter and community activist out here in the Los Angeles area. Felicia, can you tell us what's going on and why you're out here and what kind of work's been going on here in Los Angeles area on behalf of Alex?
Well, a lot of us are out here just as activists, students, young people, elders, different community participants, you know, really to try and support Alex and the movement for justice for all peoples who are doing good work in the community. You know, for a lot of us, at least with some historical reference, you know, this is seen as definitely, like, at least for me, a resurgence of, like, COINTELPRO and other ideas of, like, how people are being focused on for doing real good work in the community, for doing work that actually changes things, that actually is doing some damage, you know, or doing some change in that way, or damaging the system. And so for us coming out here from different sectors of the community, it's really important to say that we represent where all these different circles, but also to say that we honor the work that Alex has put in, the energy and time, and also that it's not just him, but it's so many others that could come after because of the work that's being done, you know, especially in gang intervention and some of the work that he does. So people have been doing a lot of outreach, just trying to let people know in different circles, you know. People just kind of heard the news in the regular news forms a while back, and a lot of the activist circles maybe don't know the information or don't know exactly what's going on. So today and a lot of the outreach has definitely been just to get people aware, get people informed, and let people know that it's not just this one-off, that what else could it be, and what else could it be against some of their own organizations eventually, or circles of work.
Mi nombre es María Guardado, soy salvadoreña, soy sobreviviente de torturas de los escuadrones de la muerte de El Salvador, y vine aquí de 1983, y el 84 estuve en el área de San Francisco haciendo trabajo. Y desde entonces, desde que vine aquí, pues nos conocimos también con Alex y hemos andado siempre haciendo trabajo juntos. Él en su organización y yo con la mía, que trabajo con el FMLN aquí en Los Ángeles. Y ahora estamos aquí, nos hemos unido a mucha gente de todas las edades y de varias organizaciones para solidarizándonos con la lucha de Alex porque salga bien en el juicio que le están haciendo.
So one of the last comments that I really, really rolled my eyes at was that the judge said that he didn't find anything in all the letters that we wrote that said that Alex was not a danger to the community or a flight risk. We raised $2.5 million. What does that say? You know, what is that? You really have to write it? I really don't get it.
Tom Hayden.
Well, I've been on trial for conspiracy myself, and I've seen some terrible judges in terrible courtrooms, but this judge, Manuel Real, is really bad. I'm not speaking for Alex, I'm not speaking for his lawyers, I'm speaking as an eyewitness, because sometimes, you know, the public thinks judges are high up in the clouds and very objective and thoughtful people, and that's true of some of them. But this person has been reversed more than anyone else on the federal court, and today he showed either that the case is fixed or that he's beyond understanding. I'll give you an example. The key witness today was supposed to be Father Greg Boyle. He runs one of the largest gang intervention programs in the United States. He's respected and taken seriously everywhere. The government's greatest fear was that Father Boyle would take the stand. And they got the judge to give a mumbo-jumbo dismissal rejecting Father Boyle, saying he could not testify. No one understood what the reason was, but that took the wind out of the whole case. I know what Father Boyle was going to say. It's in writing, submitted. He was going to answer the judge's question, which was, what do the content of the wiretap show about Alex being a danger to the community or a flight risk? 20 pages, 30 pages, Father Boyle going on, and he would have been on the stand. He would have been cross-examined. It would have been a big story, and it would have been brilliant. So instead, the judge just said, Father Boyle thinks Alex is innocent. I don't want to hear that. I need testimony about the content of the conversations on the tapes. So it was obvious he had not read them, or he can't understand what he's reading, because the Boyle testimony is all about the content of the conversations on the tapes. There were many terrible things that happened today, but that was the most terrible.
And the community of Santa Cruz and everywhere in general, what's the message that the public needs to continue doing in order to bring justice to Alex's case?
Well, I think the pressure should be on Attorney General Eric Holder, because it's the federal government that started this case, the FBI, the LAPD, in the past, but it was picked up and it's being prosecuted by the Obama administration. And I think that they're capable of reasoning for sure. I don't think they have a clue what this is about, because they're dealing with Guantanamo and Afghanistan and healthcare. But it has to be brought to their attention that this is their case, and they should give Alex Sanchez bail. He's being denied the equal opportunity to participate in his own defense.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot, Tom.
Sure enough.
So we just had an interview with Tom Hayden, and I'm talking to other supporters and people who've really been trying to put the word out in the community of what's happening with Alex Sanchez. And I'm here standing with Nane Alejandres from Barrios Unidos. And Nane, what's your take on what happened today in the courtroom with Alex Sanchez?
Well, I think Tom explained it very well in terms of the judge was not listening. I think he had already made up his mind. Was, you know, the tremendous support that Alex has, and he just turned it around. But I think that in terms of moving forward is to support Alex's familia, to make sure that they have what they need. And for all of us, friends and relatives of Alex, we need to, you know, organize ourselves. We need to continue to support and put events together, because, what happened to Alex can happen and is happening to a lot of us throughout this country. So we need to come together, give as much as we can to the We Are Alex, try to get involved, and hold some prayers for the family. You know, that's what I would say. That we need some prayers.
Thank you, Nani.
You know, I just want to thank everybody for being here and continuing to support Alex. But I think, you know, some of the things that we want to start doing is take this energy and the way we feel and continue to educate everyone on Alex, because it's just not Alex that is going through this unjust system. So please, some of the next steps that we could do immediately is go on to the website, log on, get as much as information as you can, contact Monica, contact Mike and Troy, and do outreach. Please continue to support him, and we're going to have some words from our elder to close us out.
Back in the 60s and the 70s, when we didn't have the network and the computers and all the different things that we have now, I think that what you just said is one of the keys. But also, what we remember back then is that we didn't lose our faith and hope.
Se puede! Se puede! Se puede!